Welcome to The Journey to Worthy, a feel-good podcast for women who are on a powerful journey to self-love. And wait a minute. Hold on. While most of that's true, we all know the journey is not always rainbows and butterflies. Sometimes it's really tough. That's why on this podcast, you'll hear real, raw, and mostly unedited stories about the complex journey to finding self-love. I'm your host, Rachel Spencer. After battling an eating disorder and finally realizing my own self-worth, I'm here to help you see that no matter how difficult your journey is, you've been worthy all along. Hi, loves. Today, I have asked my amazing friend, Ludie Figueroa, to join us. Ludie, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm super excited.
Yeah, me too. So Ludie is a personal stylist for plus size women, and she is a self-love coach. And I honestly just can't wait for her to drop some knowledge about confidence and self-love and self-acceptance, because I mean, that's something that we all need right now. But Ludie, if you just want to start off telling us more about you and your journey to getting to where you are today.
Sure. So I am Ludie, as you guys all know. I am 28. I was going to say 27. I'm almost 29. So I'm like shaving off a couple of years there. I am, like you said, I'm a self-love coach. I'm a stylist. I got my hands into fashion by way of modeling. So I was actually a plus size model for a couple of years, and I realized how unbalanced the industry was. I was very rarely getting jobs, and it was really frustrating. And I'm like, well, first of all, you don't want us in the industry. And now I'm like thinking, just because I wasn't always plus size, I was a lot thinner in my younger years. And when I began to put on some weight, it was really hard to find clothing that actually felt good on me and made me look pretty, sexy, desirable, because you go into any of the stores and they're all like, the plus size section is like in the back far east corner. Yep. And it has like muumuus of all colors. And I'm like, I am not wearing a muumuu. So I really wanted to be able to help women find a way to feel confident in themselves. And it started that way. And I'm like, style, great, beautiful. And then I'm like, but what about the insides? I'm like, I always like to say, I'm like, okay, so I can make you look great on the outside and make you feel sexy, but then what about the inside? So take off all the pretty clothes, the earrings, lipstick, the makeup, like, how do you feel about yourself? And for me, it was years in the making, the journey. I started most likely probably after I had my first son in 2012. And I actually dropped all the mom weight, the baby weight, and I was like, oh, I'm so sexy, I'm a MILF.
Yes.
And then bam, I got pregnant with my second one 9 months later. And I'm like, oh. It was a lot, back-to-back pregnancies, and I gained a lot of weight. And it wasn't so bad. I was like, I can deal with this. I jumped into Beachbody, and I started losing. I lost, 40 pounds. Wow. And I just got to a place where I couldn't do it anymore. I'm like, I don't want to count calories. I don't want to use these little plastic containers. I don't want to drink these shakes. I don't want to do any of this. I just want to be free. I want to feel good. Mm-hmm. So I decided to do what I call the summer of self-love. And I kind of do it annually now, where I'm like, anything that I was planning or any diet or anything like that, I'm like, I drop everything. And I usually go to Dominican Republic in the summers with my family. And I'm like, I'm going to eat whatever I want, however I want, wherever I want. And I'm just going to focus on being happy and being at the beach and being myself, because who wants to live their life for diets and numbers and scales? Like, it's so boring.
God, yes. Preach.
So boring. And I'm like, I finally got to a place where I'm like, I need to live my life for myself. And because everyone sees that, they're like, attracted to that. They're like, I want that for myself. I want to be able to live my life on my own, by my own means, and not have to think about like what my neighbor, my mom, my grandma, like what they think about what I look like. So that's kind of been my journey. It's taken a couple of years, but I'm finally at a place where I'm like, I'm fat, so what?
Oh my God, I love that. No, and you guys can't see her right now. I can, and she looks incredible. I'm like here in my PJs and messy hair, and she's got like her earrings, her like sexy blouse. Like seriously, like you inspire me because I'm that person that just wears sweats every day. I'm like, no, but seriously, and I want to talk about that more because, so you mentioned that you were trying to get into the modeling industry. And you said there was an unbalance. Can we really dive into that? Like, what types of things were you being told? What types of things were you seeing?
Well, it was mostly how it made me feel. Like, I would go to trainings, and I was always the biggest person there. I was the only plus-size person in the entire, like, modeling agency. And because I live in Rhode Island, it's tiny. Our modeling agencies are small. And what happens is they usually refer work out to New York City or to Boston. And what was happening is that they were always asking for girls for the runway. And they're like, we want them to look like this. We want them to look like that. And it was never me. So I was like, this is frustrating. And I'm like, I want people to see that you can be fat and you can have roles and you can still be confident and you can still be beautiful. But I never got the chance. And I'm like, this is not, it's not fair. And I think that there is really this thing in society, and the word sounds so like venomy or venomous, I'm making up my own words. But like when you say fat phobic, like it sounds bad, but that's kind of like what our society is like. They don't want to see fat women glow. They don't want to see them at all. They're like, put on your muumuu and like go into the corner, because I feel like a lot of people are so afraid of fat women or plus size women loving themselves, because then that means that they now have to deal with their insecurities. Like if she can love herself at 400 pounds, 300 pounds, 200 pounds, and I'm like 120, how come I can't love myself? And I feel like that it just makes them feel like insecure. And that's why they're like, oh, well, you shouldn't be seen. Go put on like your one piece bathing suit and don't show anything. And right. It's so frustrating.
Yeah, it's not fair. And I love how you talk about fat. Like it's not a bad word. I just saw somebody post about this today, and I won't name any names, but it's somebody that I actually look up to. And they were mentioning how nobody should call themselves fat, and that's such a bad word, and how, you know, that's, I forgot the word they used, but it was like such a taboo thing. And I really wanted to comment and say to that person, like, fat is just, you know, it's just skin. It's just what people are. I don't think it should be called a bad word. So I really love the way that you've really accepted that. And you've just said, you know, fat women are beautiful, and, you know, we deserve, you know, to look and feel sexy.
We do. Yeah, definitely. And I think it's been a journey just accepting that word too. Like 3 years ago, if you would have said like, Luda, you're fat, I would have like punched you in the throat. Like mind your business.
Well, and it's on the tone too, right? It's like, if people are saying it as a negative connotation, like as a bad word, like that's one thing, but describing yourself is another. You know, it's like, what's that saying that's like, you have fingernails too, or something like that. It's like fat is not a bad word. It's just part of you.
Yeah.
But I love that. And I think that, you know, there are a lot of brands out now that have come a long way with plus size clothing, but still there's just not enough. There's not enough. It's like the highest a lot of sizes go up to is like what, a size 8 or something, which is ridiculous. That's not even average.
Yeah. Yeah, the average woman now, they think they said the 60% of the women in the U.S. are plus size. And it's crazy that we don't have what we need, like the clothing that we can get. And it's just like, especially for like plus size women, it's all like online. And it's like, how can I try this on and make sure it looks good over my fat body if I can't use it by hand? So it's so frustrating, but I definitely agree with how you said like fat as like a negative word. People have definitely used it that way for so long that it is like taboo. And it's like, if you call someone fat, it's mean, it's wrong. And coming from a Dominican background, and my husband is Dominican, and his family, I'll go to the Dominican Republic and they're like, wow, you're so fat. And it's like positive. That's because they live in a third world country where being fat means that you're eating, like you're healthy.
Right.
But come over to the US, it's like, you call someone fat and it's like, let's put up like the guns, like we're fighting. And it took me a long time to be okay with it. Because I'm like, it's just a piece of me. I'm like, it doesn't describe who I am. It just describes what I look like. And I kind of try to instill that into my children. I have two boys, so it's not the same as like how insecure women are taught to be, but still, like my son, he's very stocky and big and he's not a skinny child. And he asks me all the time, "Mommy, am I fat?" And I'm like, "No, but you have fat." It was like, "You see this roll?" I'll pinch my roll. I'm like, "That is fat. That is fat." And he's like, "Okay." So I'm skinny.
Like,
and I'm
it's like, "Okay." Like, never mind, just forget it. You're great. You look great.
Yeah. Like, you're just beautiful the way you are. And he's like, "Thank you." So I'm like, "Here we go."
That's such a good example. And, you know, I like, you know, what you said. I totally connected with that of like not being able to buy clothes online, because it's like, I still have a, you know, socially acceptable, I guess you could say, type of body. You know, I still fit into most clothes. I will admit that, but I have larger legs. I have a booty, and I cannot buy like pants, for example, online without trying them on. And all of these brands think that if you have, you know, a booty and legs, your waist must be bigger. Or if you have a small waist, that means that you must have no booty. And there's just, it's such a problem. And especially like how you can go to all of these different stores and all of the sizes are different.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, how can you be a size, you know, 8 here, 10 here, 4 here, 12 here? Like, it just does not make sense.
Yeah. I feel like it also kind of lends a hand to more of the insecurity that women are like, that's placed on women. It's like, oh, I'm finally a size 4. And then you go to another store and you're a size 8, and like, it derails your entire day. Like, how did I just gain 4 like jean sizes in half an hour?
Right. Well, and it leads to like restrictive, you know, dieting and disordered habits as well. Cause it's like, oh, well, I must have eaten too much for breakfast because I would have fit into that size yesterday. You know what I mean? And like, it just, it really messes with your head. But what does this process look like? You're a personal stylist. Do you go shopping with them? Like, tell us more about that.
So usually what I do is I'll go shopping for them. It's a little bit tougher to shop with someone, but what I do like about it is that you're able to kind of throw in like that educational coaching piece when you are with them. You're like, this, you see how this shapes you. This looks really great. And then this might not fit you great, or you might not fit so well, or it might not look good, or you might not feel good. And a lot of my motto is like, if it feels good, you wear it, no matter how it fits, no matter what it looks like. If it looks good to you, you feel good, perfect. So
it's all about that energy, right? It's like, if you feel good, you look good.
Exactly. That's like my motto. It's like, I don't care if my belly's hanging out. I don't care if you can see my stretch marks. If I feel good, I feel good. And one of the things that I do, which is kind of like totally off topic, but I don't really look in the mirror anymore. Like, unless I'm doing my makeup or putting eyebrows on, because my eyebrows are so thin. And like, I don't look in the, I get dressed and I'm like, I look good from here. I look down. I'm like, it looks good. And I don't look in the mirror, because there's so many like thoughts, the thought processes of loving yourself and then actually seeing yourself. And it's like, if I keep seeing myself, I'm going to rip myself apart. I'm going to be like, oh, look at this part. Look at that part. Look at this part. So instead of seeing, I feel like, if this shirt is actually a crop top. So like, my foot is hanging out right now. And like, if it feels good, I'll put like a high waist jean on, and I look fine, and I look cute, and I feel cute, and I feel sexy. And when you feel good about yourself, like, it's like the world is your runway that day, and you don't have like anything that anyone says. Like, nope, I feel great. I don't care what you say.
No, that's so powerful. I feel like I need somebody to shop with me, because that always happens. Like, you put on clothes and at first you're like, oh man, like this feels really good. And you look in the mirror and you start picking yourself apart.
Yeah.
But it's like, what's that process like though? Cause like, have you always been somebody who didn't look in the mirror? Or like, when was the moment when you were like, you know what? I don't give a shit. Sorry for the language, but you're like, I'm not looking in the mirror. I feel good.
That was probably last year. Like, wow. Just to be honest, like, I've been in, like, on this journey for so many years. I have thought I was fat since I was young, and it started from probably like age 12. And I was always comparing myself to other people's bodies. I didn't develop until I was like in the eighth grade. So I'm like, I'm a fixed, like a stick board here. And then all of a sudden it's like, ba-bam, boobs and hips. And I'm like, what?
Ba-bam.
What is this? So I always like felt inadequate next to other people. I'm like, my tummy is bigger and I have love handles and I have this. And I didn't. Like, I can show you pictures of when I was like 15. I was literally like maybe 100 pounds, and it just stuck with me, this kind of dysmorphic view of my body. So anytime I looked in the mirror, I would pick myself apart. I'm like, look at this roll right here. And you know that beautiful roll you get under like the bra strap? And I'm like, oh my God, this is gross. I have back fat. And like, I used to say back fat Betty, and I would name all of my rolls. And I'm like, I hate myself so much. And I just realized probably closer to like last year or the year before that, that I can't hate myself into a body that I'm going to love, no matter how much I exercise, no matter how much I eat healthy. And I'm doing the air quotes right now because healthy is very personal.
Yeah.
It's just like, I couldn't do it anymore. I'm like, if I hate myself now, I'm going to hate myself at 100 pounds anyway, which is, I would just be like alien. So skinny.
It's all on the inside. I love that. That was so, what was that quote again? That was so powerful. I can't hate myself
into a body that I love.
Oh my God. And I just want to write that all over my desk area so that I can see it at all the time. I'll quote you.
I don't think I said it. Like I've seen it somewhere. So it's like, I'll quote someone else. It's like anonymous. So I'm like, quote anonymous. But definitely that's kind of the process in it. It's like, last year I went through like this really, really bad depression, and I had to go on medication, and the medication made me gain weight, and it was literally like 40 pounds in 2 months. And I went from like a size 14 to a size 18, and it was just like the end of my life. I'm like, what, how am I gaining so much weight? I'm still eating healthy. And then I realized it was the antidepressants, and I was just like, this is going to be my life. Like, I would rather be fat and happy than skinny and bitchy and just like depressed. Yes. It's like, why, what's the difference? And the thing is like, I have a husband, I'm married. Like, he likes it.
Yeah.
Who am I trying to impress other than myself? So it's nuts.
No, I love that. And I like the idea of like healthy at any size, right? I love how you mentioned like you're doing the air quotes around healthy. Because what I've seen a lot is whenever fat women show up online, you know, because I'm very active in the, you know, self-love community and body love community. And I can't remember if it's Dani Adriana. I don't know. There's somebody who's an influencer online. And she always says, like, anytime that a skinny woman is showing that she's eating, I don't know, McDonald's or something, they get comments like, oh, love a girl who can eat. And then anytime a fat woman is eating anything, it's like, oh, you need to stop eating, or you're unhealthy, or you're going to have a heart attack. And it's like, that's not fair. You have no idea how healthy somebody is by, you know, just looking at them. What are your thoughts around that?
I think that that is a complete mindfuck.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, it makes us not only fat phobic, like, because like literally they're scared of being fat. It's like, there's so much I could say about it.
I know.
It's like, it's unfair and it's obnoxious, because as soon as people see a big woman, they just assume that she's unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And then when they see a thinner woman, they just assume that she's healthy and she does yoga and she like drinks kombucha and all that fun stuff.
Right.
Like, they can be both doing the same thing, and it's very likely that one could have something and the other one could have something too. And it doesn't really matter what your body size is. Yeah. And I always like to tell people, because like, especially like family members are like, hey, you're gaining weight. And I'm like, but my blood pressure is low. I have no diabetes and I have this and that and this. And I'm like, I'm fine. Ask my doctor. So it's like, I might be fat, but I am healthy. So what do you got to say about that?
Again, that proves, you know, that fat is not something to be ashamed of. It's not something bad, because you can be healthy and fat. You can be beautiful and fat. Like, it's just a descriptor. So exactly. I love that. But yeah, that just bothers me so much whenever I see that. But talk to us about this summer of self-love a little bit more. Now, is this something that you practice all the time now? I mean, every summer, or was this something that you just did this past summer?
It started 3 summers ago. And that was when I was like finally like done with like dieting and eating out of containers. And I think what the most frustrating for me was, like, it was the catalyst was I was in a group with a couple of friends, and I usually turn off group notifications because it gives me anxiety because they keep writing.
Oh my God, so much.
I turned off the notifications, and when I went back in, they were like, oh my God, I was such a bad girl this week. I had a cupcake, and oh, I'm doing so bad. I need to jump on the wagon. And all of these words and these descriptors and the way that they're saying, like, they were literally putting their self-worth up against food. It's like, I am a bad person because I had a piece of cake. And it's like, no, you are a person who enjoyed a piece of cake, and now you move on.
Yes.
And it's so frustrating. So I kept hearing that kind of stuff. Oh, I'm such a bad person. I've been a bad girl today. And it just, like, I was done. So I was like, all right. We went to the Dominican Republic. I bought a bikini, and I was like, I'm going to wear my bikini. I don't care who's looking at it and who's seeing it. I'm not going to diet when I get over there. I don't care. I'm going to eat all the fried foods and all the really yummy stuff that's over there. And I really don't give a shit. Yeah. And what happened was I went, I ate what I wanted. I slept when I wanted. Well, kind of, because I have kids, but I basically like let myself go. I let myself not let myself go in the way it's like, oh, I got fat, but I let myself have, like, I gave myself permission to just be and not have to think about, like, I should eat this because it'll make me skinny. I should walk here because it'll make me skinny. And it's like, I just let go of those expectations, and I ended up losing like 10 pounds by the time I got home.
Wow. Eating, because it was all intuitive.
Yeah. So eating everything that I was eating, and the food from the Dominican Republic is absolutely amazing. And it's a lot fresher than here, but they do fry a lot of stuff. So I was eating a ton of fried foods and things that were just super indulgent and amazing. So then I was really surprised that by the time I got home, I was like, I lost weight. I was like, how did that happen? So wow. I decided that every summer, and I usually do it by myself. I haven't made it into like a public thing. But I do talk a lot about it on my personal page. So now every summer I kind of do the same thing. If I am following any regimen that's not like given to me by a doctor, which I've never had, I kind of just let it all go every summer. And I'm just like, I'm just going to enjoy my time. I'm going to enjoy me. I'm going to enjoy my kids. I'm going to enjoy my family. And let it go from there.
Oh my gosh. I feel like we should all commit to that. I feel like that should be a thing now, just for the world. Like, can everybody listening, can we commit to having a summer of self-love? I mean, I know it's literally winter right now, but
we can dream.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I think that it should be, you know, a lifetime of self-love, but starting with a summer of self-love. Especially because summer is the time where we're wearing less clothing, we're worried about what our body looks like in a bathing suit. Like, that's what I think is so powerful. It's like you are not having, you know, a winter of self-love where you can bundle up and be under a blanket and be in your home and eat whatever you want and do whatever you want. Like, you're literally like, no, I'm going to use this time to set myself free, like wear what I want, do what I want, go where I want. Like, I think that's so powerful. So I think we should all commit to that this upcoming summer of self-love. That's so beautiful. Yes.
All the crop tops.
Oh my gosh. Yes. See, I love crop tops, and my boyfriend always like thinks it looks so silly. He's like,
it's a shirt.
He's like, it just looks like that shirt is like a little girl's shirt. Like, it doesn't fit you. I'm like, no, it is sexy.
I love
it. I'm like, shut up. But okay, so my next question for you is, do you have any like inspirations, people that you look up to in the body positive community or in the modeling industry that just inspires you and motivates you overall?
Well, I will say no.
Okay.
Just because it's really easy to put yourself up against this person that you're kind of like people watching and you enjoy. So I've been very big on not putting people on pedestals anymore. And then kind of just realizing that we're like, we're all on the same page. They're just people too. And they have their insecurities and they are all scared and they all have one thing that's like, I hate my butt or I hate my legs or I hate my something. It's like, we all are just human. We're all women that, and we, as women, we all have our insecurities. So like, there's people that I like to watch, but it's not like I put them up on a pedestal. Right. Definitely like Tess Holliday. I think she's the bomb.
Love her.
Because she is so different. Like, her body type is one that you just never see anywhere. And she freaking rocks it. Like, she puts on the cutest clothes. She takes her pictures. She's unapologetically fat and beautiful.
Yes. Fat
and beautiful. And.
Yeah. Definitely. Seriously. I'm the same way. I love watching her on Instagram. And I loved her Self magazine cover.
Oh,
like,
yes.
What? She looks so amazing. But you're so right. Like, although it's like you said, not putting people on a pedestal, because behind closed doors, even, you know, Tess Holliday still has insecurities, but she shows up so confidently, and she really is an inspirer of so many. I love that, you know, nobody's on a pedestal. That's so good.
Yeah.
Well, if you had a piece of advice to give our listeners who are on a self-love journey, who are trying to accept their body, what would that one piece of advice be?
Take it slow. A lot of people want to go from A to Z, and it's not that easy. They'll most likely give up before getting to Z if they want to kind of jump from like self-loathing to self-love. There's such a big like space in between that for them to do things that make them feel good. So I always say, especially to my clients, I'm like, incremental changes. Everything that I do with any of my clients, incremental changes. Does walking every day make you feel like a badass? Okay, you're going to walk for 10 minutes a day. Mm-hmm. Does doing your makeup every morning make you feel beautiful? All right, you're waking up 10 minutes early and you're doing your makeup. So it's like, it really is about the little changes that kind of amount to the bigger things. So instead of saying like, I'm just going to get new clothes and I'm going to love myself, and then as soon as you put on the crop top, you're like, oh shit, like my stomach is showing, I can't go out like this. It's like, let's work up to that then.
Yeah.
So definitely just taking it slow and creating those incremental changes that are going to last long, that become habits, instead of just trying to jump in like feet first and then giving up within 2 weeks because you're so frustrated that you're not looking in the mirror and you're not loving what you look like yet.
Yeah, I love that so much. And thank you for that, because it's true. I feel like there's too many people who are trying to teach this. I mean, like get confidence quick scheme. It's kind of like get rich quick, but like get confidence quick scheme, whenever it's like, honestly, no, it's about the small changes every single day. And I always say like confidence and self-love, like they're not personality traits, they're skills that you have to work on.
Yeah.
So tell us about how people can work with you. I mean, do you have any programs coming up, or are you accepting new clients?
So you guys are getting like a sneak peek, first scoop. I actually am coming up with a new program. It's already in the works, and you guys are getting like getting the first like hearing, because I haven't even talked about it yet publicly. So yes, I have a program coming up soon. It's called The Goddess Reset, and it starts on February 4th. So I literally was going to open the doors to it and start talking about it tomorrow. So you guys are getting like the first scoop. What it is it's a 8-week program that's really like a hybrid of like one-on-one coaching and being with a group of other women that are just like you, that are going through the same things as you, that really need to change how they feel about themselves, how they see their self, like their self-worth, their self-image, self-love, self-confidence. So it's like, I always call it like the season of self, like, February is a season of self. We're working on just you, getting you off the back burner. So it's really, I have my background's in psychology and in cognitive behavioral therapy. So I do a lot of that, and it sounds really sciencey, and people are like, oh God, I don't want to do that. It's not counseling. It's not. What I do is I use a lot of techniques to help you create the changes that you need to create. And people don't realize that this is cognitive behavioral therapy. It's like all of the things that I just said earlier, like you need to take a walk, go for a walk. And like the way you think about yourself turns into your actions. So So we want to create different thoughts that will create different actions, and those actions will become your reality. So definitely super excited about that. I'm letting 8 women in only, just because I want to be able to give them all of my energy. It is going to be one-on-one and group coaching. And I'm like really excited about it. I really want people to be able to kind of reset the way that they think about themselves and kind of restructure how they're thinking about themselves. Like I said, when you restructure the way that you think, you're literally changing the way that you act, like your behaviors. But I want them to reset their confidence and just start from zero again. If you feel like you're self-loathing or you don't feel as confident as you wanted to be, like, we're going to reset that. We're starting it all over. And it's a lot about like rediscovering the sexy. Like, I'm bringing sexy back. Like, we need to bring our sexy back. And it doesn't matter if you're a mom or if you're single or if you have a boyfriend or you're married and you have no kids. Everyone needs to rediscover their sexy. Like, there's so much put onto us by society that's like, dim it down, be quiet, be this, be that. And it's like, no, we're bringing the goddess out. And she's like, we had to let her go. Get her out.
Yes. Dang, I love that. That sounds amazing. February 4th, you said?
Yes, February 4th.
February 4th, Goddess Reset. And how can they learn more about this? How can they connect with you?
I love to connect with people on my personal page. So if you find me under Ludi Figueroa, you'll find me. I talk a lot about body positivity, body love, fat acceptance, and all that fun stuff. And they could definitely get more information, like just via DM, because I am a normal person and I don't usually bite when people write to me. And they can also find the information on my website, which is www.aesthetestyling.com/thegoddessreset. So I'll send it to you because it's kind of weird. I'll have to get like a better URL for that.
No, perfect. And guys, I'll put all of this into the show notes. So if you're interested, like, don't worry about trying to go back and write it down. Just look in the show notes. It'll all be in there, how you can connect with her. But wow, this was amazing. Thank you so much, Ludi.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Seriously, like, I feel like I need to go shopping right now, because I'm trying to look sexy, feel sexy, and reset my body, just like you said, or reset my mind, not my body.
Yes, definitely. I feel like everyone can do it. It's like, let's go shopping all together.
Yes. And to all of our listeners, thank you so much for letting us be part of your journey. And until next time. Thank you so much for listening. If you loved this episode, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a beat. And if you really loved it, I'd be so grateful if you'd leave me a positive review on iTunes. For more self-love inspo, body acceptance, and mental health support, come follow me over on Instagram. You can find me @mycoachrachel. See you next time.